Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
As it is every week, 9 to 10, it's the Baggies Takeover, and we always want you to have your say. This is the platform, the station to do it. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio, call us 0208 7020 558. Well, a really special guest to kick this fan show off this week. As we always say, we want new people, new voices. I'm delighted to say Joe Chapman joins us now from the Birmingham Mail. Joe, it's really good to get you on. Someone I've been wanting to get on for a while now. Really good to have a chat with you, all things Albion. Just firstly, as this is the first time on a WBA show for you, what are you making of the season overall?
The season's been largely very, very good. Of course, the last 6 weeks or so have maybe tainted it a little bit with Albion's downturn in form, but it can't really detract from the strides that I think Albion have made as a football club under Slaven Bilic this season. You've got to remember, going back to the start of the season, the real kind of turnover of players and, of course, the management appointment itself was absolutely crucial after the disappointment of last season. So, all things considered, really, the football that's been played and the signings they've made, and ultimately, yeah, there'll be, of course, a lot of disappointment with the last six matches and the results and the points that they've picked up, or rather the lack of points they've picked up, but they do still find themselves at the top of the table, and that's a small comfort, I suppose. And it means that when they do kind of rediscover that form, it means that they're still ideally placed.
Yeah, it's a really interesting one, Joe, because I actually think this is, maybe I'm too positive, but I actually think this is going to be of massive benefit to West Brom. When else can you say a team gets one win in eight and yet they are still top of the table, top of the championship? There is no better time to go on a blip, to go on this mini slump or barren run, whatever fans want to say, because, you know, they're having their blip when everyone else is, and there's been no real damage to the season. They haven't fallen out of the top two. They're not just hanging on to a playoff place, you know, because we know the championship, we know the roller coaster season it is, and you know what's gone on before. I don't want to gloss over it or say, look, it is in the past, but the fact is, it is in the past, and yet we're nearing the end of January and West Brom are top, and currently that's all that matters.
Yeah, absolutely. And the point you touched on there about the kind of the fact that they're still top despite the results and performance of everyone else as well. Of course, they, like Leeds United, enjoyed that really, really healthy lead over the rest of the division. And of course, that has been nibbled away at over the last few weeks. There's no denying that. But even more recently, you know, I didn't expect Albion, when they've hosted Stoke City on Monday night, to still be top of the league by Monday. I'd have thought that other sides would have had, namely Leeds, would have played a big, big part in that. And of course, Brentford dropped points. And only last night, Nottingham Forest and Fulham drop points as well. So it kind of feels like no one particularly wants to be promoted at the moment. It makes you think that actually they might not need as many points as they probably thought they were going to, because Albion are sitting on 53 points. It's a very, very decent total at this point in time. But whereas before it was maybe going to be, well, you need 90, 95 points, it might be more like 85. So, yeah, it's they've got a big, big stretch of games. Obviously, February is extremely busy. They've got seven matches in February, and they've got Cardiff just before February begins as well, just after the FA Cup game down at West Ham. So it's absolutely mad, action-packed, and I'm sure come the beginning of March there'll be a much clearer kind of idea of where Albion are in terms of their campaign.
Yeah, and Joe, covering obviously West Brom now and doing this show, I've been reading the articles that you do, the brilliant WBA articles in the Birmingham Mail. I just want to talk to you a little bit about those. But also for you, how did it come, for fans who are not aware of you and the work you do, how did it come to covering WBA, and how much of that now is a passion to you, following the Baggies up and down the country and writing about them?
Yeah, it's huge. It's something I've wanted to do for a long, long time. I've been a West Brom fan all my life, and had a season ticket when I was younger, and went to university. Wanted to write about West Brom. Wanted to write about football in general, really, for as long as I can remember. And went into sports journalism at university, and was very, very fortunate 6 months after I graduated to get that job at the Birmingham Mail. I've been there 5 years now, but this is the first year I've been able to enjoy covering Albion day by day, match by match, on a permanent basis. And of course, I couldn't really have picked a much better season to do it when you consider the years that I've been at the Mail doing the odd match here and there. And of course, there's been a lot of Pulis ball and you know, relegation, and then the disappointment last year as well. It just feels like a fresh start, really, this year under Slaven Bilic. And it's been really, really good. It's been really, really enjoyable so far. I just hope they can see the job through.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll talk about Bilic in a second. But just Joe, obviously, how nice is it? Obviously, I feel like it's still a pinch-me moment. You know, even for me, I get to talk football. But you being a West Brom fan and now covering the team, you know, this rarely happens. You know, sometimes you have to cover teams you don't support. How for you, just as you like that, do you get home after the games, even when it's not going well, 1-8, and you're thinking, I'm covering a team out of season? Ticket. I mean, this is exactly what I wanted to do, and I'm doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, you still need to be. You need to find the right places to be. You know, critical in a constructive way. Of course, it can't all just be. You know, kind of blind to anything else that goes on. So you know, you need to be. Constructively critical, I suppose, as and when. And of course, the last few weeks have demonstrated that. There is obviously a side this season to Albion that where you can kind of debate about what needs to be improved and that kind of thing, especially with the transfer window open as well, where they need to do better on the field as well, how they can deal with opponents better. And of course, you know, we want every game to be a win when you're covering the team that you support. You've also got to be kind of neutral to a point when you're actually writing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to be that impartial, though, when it is your team. I applaud you for that, Joe. But just on the articles, obviously, been reading them this season. But one story that obviously was massive from the Stoke game, homeless fan Sean attended the game, and now obviously fans are chipping in. And I know some of the West Brom players have to get him a season ticket. And look, we all love football, the highs and lows of it. But really, this is what it's all about. You know, a story like this from the community, this just completely just taken over, Joe, really.
Yeah, it's really, really heartwarming. Actually.
Absolutely.
I think brought a smile to the Albion fans' faces that were there. I suppose the only thing we could say is it's a real shame he didn't get to celebrate a goal or a victory, you know. But you could see the smile on his face, Sean. You know, I spoke to the guy who, during the week, who gave him those tickets and just, you know, and of course the Just Giving page that was born out of that from West Brom fans who... to date, I think, as I looked this afternoon, and raised something like £1,300. And obviously, the intention was to buy him a season ticket as well for next season. But of course, they've well exceeded that, and now they're looking at other ways that they can help him out. Jeff Horsfield, who's obviously someone that in the local area people know very, very well, he played for Albion and he played for Birmingham City as well. And he's got his own foundation now where he works around the West Midlands, particularly in Birmingham, helping getting people off the street into kind of housing. And he's been in touch with Sean and is in the process of getting him rehomed. So, yeah, despite the negative result on Monday night, you know, he's obviously had a very, very good time, certainly by the looks of things from the photos. And what's more importantly is that he's going to be helped out as well just in general in life.
Yeah, well, that photo put a smile on my face. And look, I mean, I know it's a cliche, but it's true. It's bigger than football. And the fact that all what's going on now and Jeff getting involved, I know the club and the players and all the fans that are raising that money, it is absolutely brilliant to see, and especially the charity work. That's why we're always glad what is a fan show to highlight these issues as well and talk about them, because I think the West Brom fans and community should be absolutely proud of them. And that was why I enjoyed the article that you done, Joe. But Joe, obviously, you're also someone that covers the team, you're in and around the club, you know obviously what's going on as well. It is silly season, it is the January transfer window, it's a difficult window, but have you heard any rumours of any ins, any outs, any additions that West Brom could be making?
Well, I've been told that it's going to be a particularly busy week next week, I think, from the week commencing the, what will it be now, the 27th, I think, through to transfer deadline day on the Friday. I think it'll be kind of, that's when West Brom will really kind of start getting the wheels in motion, so to speak. Obviously, they've always been busy and they've been identifying targets and drawing up that kind of that short list, I suppose, of players that they feel are viable and players they can get. Slaven Bilic has been very, very insistent on the fact that he doesn't want to add just anybody. He wants to bring in players that will improve the squad that he's got at the moment. He's very, very happy with the squad that he's got, but he just thinks they can top it up with a little bit more quality they'll benefit in the next few months. One player that is definitely on his shortlist that I'm expecting Albion to make moves for soon is the Dynamo Zagreb winger Mislav Orsic, who is a Croatian international, someone that Bilic in that regard knows well. He scored 19 goals this season. He scored a hat-trick in the Champions League as well and played against Man City. So he's someone that they think they can get potentially if they could persuade him to come to England, kind of with the carrot of Premier League football at the end of the season. Then they're hoping that that might be enough to tempt him to move away from Croatia and come over to England and try his hand in English football. So they want to add two players, one of them being Orsic, the other, well, probably a centre-forward. They like Carlin Grant at Huddersfield. They like Jared Bowen at Hull, but then again, who doesn't? So it is just a kind of case of wait and see. As regards to outgoings, I think Gary Indy and Garner will be staying put. David Moyes confirmed during the week. He said the injury that Grady got on Monday will probably see him stay at West Brom for the rest of the season. And Nathan Ferguson's the other one, I suppose, where you've got to kind of keep an eye on. He's obviously not signed a new contract yet, and though it's still on the table, there doesn't seem to be much headway yet in those negotiations. So it depends whether Albion will whether he'll have to run his contract down, whether he'll be allowed to let his contract run down, or whether they'll try and find a taker for him in the January window to make sure they get some money for him. Again, that's something that we'll have to wait and see on.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because obviously could be in the Premier League next year. Well, that's what we're hoping. They're going to need that squad depth, so maybe they need to add to it in this window and the next one. It's going to be, even as you said, a busy week next week. It'll make for a busy and exciting Albion fan show, that's for sure. But just quickly, Joe, lastly, obviously, Bilic, first season as West Brom manager, hasn't managed in the Championship before. What have you made of him so far? Because actually, it's interesting. He was let go at West Ham, and now, assumingly, the West Ham fans, who they actually played this week in the Cup, they're almost regretting that move slightly.
Yeah, he's been, as I've already said, he's been a breath of fresh air. He's someone who I thought the club really did quite well, actually, in the grand scheme of things, to actually get him in the summer. As you say, he's someone that's never managed at this level before. He could have easily, I think, got a bigger job, perhaps, anywhere in the world. He's obviously managed in Croatian football and the last time he was out in Saudi Arabia as well. So he's not afraid to kind of move about and take up new challenges, no matter really where they are in the world. But West Brom kind of, came to him. He really, really impressed in his interview. And, you know, ever since, from day one, really, he's been fantastic with the local press, who we get on really well with him on a weekly basis. And he's just been a breath of fresh air. Yeah, I mean, you know, Darren Moore, lovely man, but just didn't have that charisma, not that aura that Bilic has. And, you know, when he walks into a room, he shakes your hand and, you know, you pay attention to every word he says, and he's got that real authority about him. And I think he's got that on the training pitch as well, because we've seen the results this season. I know, we'll say it again, the results haven't been there in the last few weeks, but you almost trust Bilic to kind of turn this around because of the manager that he is. So time will tell, of course, but generally speaking, there's very, very few poor words you could say about him, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Echo that, Joe. Joe, really appreciate you giving us a little bit of time tonight and coming on the show. Really, just your insight into what you know at the club and covering them. Grateful for me to hear it, but obviously the WBA fans as well. Joe Chapman there, Birmingham Mail. Really good to get him on. Hopefully we'll get him on more regularly as the season goes on. But there is still time for you to have your say, put a question to any of us on the WBA fan show. We'll be back afterwards to talk about that crunch game with West Ham on the weekend.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the West Bromwich Albion Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, what a show we're having so far. Genuinely brilliant to talk to Joe Chapman there, covering WBA for the Birmingham Mail. So much insight, and obviously great to talk what's going on in the community from that Monday night game. Sean getting to watch the game, his first West Brom game. Obviously not the result he would have wanted, but I'm sure he'll be back very soon. Now though, another special guest, this time Wayne Gordon from All Things Albion. Wayne, really good to speak to you once more. Hope you're well. Obviously we have to talk about the Stoke game on Monday night. Not the result that anyone wanted. One win in eight now. Stoke just felt like, you know, under Michael O'Neill, going better. But what happened for you? Obviously, no one wants to concede a goal that early. And obviously, 10 minutes in, West Brom are playing catch-up.
Yeah. I think it was noticeable to everyone that the one win in 80s affecting the players. No, it's massively lacking in confidence. You could see it from the off, and losing Diangana early on didn't help that one bit. I think that there's a dip. It's hard to argue that there's a dip, but I think there are problems that can be solved. They're not particularly tricky problems to fix. Confidence, you know, two wins, you rebuild that confidence. One or two players in before the end of the month, and I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. The best time to go on this rotten run at the minute, obviously still top, and that's the only thing that matters. As always, if you want to put a question to me or Wayne, just tweet the show. Don't text Wayne. I can hear it in the background. This is the time when I'm asking for Wayne's attention. Me only on this West Bromwich Albion fan show. Wayne, obviously, that result, we have to put it behind us. And it was interesting after the game, Romain Sawyer said, there seems to me at the minute that teams have kind of adapted the way in which they're playing the Baggies. You know, they're sitting back, they're allowing to have the ball and just asking them to break them down. And that's what they've been struggling with. He's almost saying there that lately there was a blueprint to beating West Brom and teams cottoned on to that.
Yeah. We know from the past that if there's a team that's good at that kind of football, it's Stoke City. We saw it with them in the Premier League. They know where to set up like that. They're well adapted at it. And you watch the game, Livermore and Sawyer's picked the ball up in the centre circle numerous occasions, and there's 10 men between them and the goal, and no space for Pereira to work, no space for Matthew Phillips to work. And that's difficult to play against. But if we're going to win this league and get out this league, we need to adapt to. We need to beat teams that are set up that way. If it's a scrappy goal, it's a scrappy goal. Can't always play through Pereira. Can't always do a little bit of skill on the wing. Sometimes it's got to be dirty, and sometimes you just got to get those balls into the box and get someone on the end of them.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll be hoping for that. Some really big games coming up. Obviously, West Ham in the Cup. Massive game. Premier League opposition, but also marking Bilic's return. He's going to want to get one over his former club. So it kind of changes it, because we know West Brom, when they play Charlton, didn't play the first 11. Will it be different this one, because Bilic does want to get one over on West Ham and maybe the owners that got rid of him?
Maybe. I can't see him going full strength with the mass amount of games we've got coming up in February. I don't think it would be a wise thing to do. If he does and we get into the next round of the FA Cup, no injuries, I'm perfectly happy with that. I can't see it though, to be honest. I think we'll see another 9-10 changes.
Yeah, a 9-10 change. Obviously, keeping that focus on the league, because obviously it's Cardiff on Tuesday night. They're back in action straight away. Let's keep it on West Ham before we look at Cardiff. So you're not really expecting much? Maybe an exit from the Cup this weekend, Wayne?
I think we'll give them a game. I can't see West Ham pulling a massively strong team out either. They're in a spot of trouble themselves. 17th, battling relegation now, so I think they'll also be focused on the league. I can see us getting a replay from this. I think we'll give them a game and snatch a replay. There's a lot of players on the fringes who've got the opportunity now to step up and play for the positions that we need. Diangana needs replacing for the next month. Pereira's out for 3 games. Carl Edwards should step up. Krivinovic, you know, play a bit of football. Let Bilic know that they're going to be there. They're going to be ready to come on in the league games, change these games that we're struggling to get through.
Yeah, and there's not many places between them. West Ham struggling at the bottom, and you know, even West Brom, they play that second lineup. They might go to West Ham and get a result, because West Ham, maybe they won't play a full strength team either, because they're going for Premier League survival. Let's face it, they are in that relegation battle in a minute, which also means their confidence isn't the highest. So maybe West Brom actually, you know, maybe they don't want to, but you know, it's not their biggest priority. They find themselves in the fifth round with their name in a hat for the next round.
Yeah, exactly. I think we've got talented fringe players that can cause them trouble. It's a good opportunity. If we take it, we take it. If not, it's not the end of the world to me. I'd rather we was in the hat. But like I said, February's a big month for us, and we need to focus on those games first.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it starts with, obviously, not February, but it starts with Cardiff on Tuesday. We know what they've kind of, even though they've come through that area now, a new manager bounce under Neil Harris, a really tough side to beat, and never know when they're beaten. Quite a few times this season, they found themselves behind and got back in the game. Cholton, they were 2-0 down. They was down to Birmingham on the weekend. They come back there. They never know when they're fully out of it. A club that wants to be up the top of the table hasn't quite worked for them this year. West Brom will look to put that, you know, one win in eight in the league behind him, regardless of how West Ham goes. What are you making of the tie on Tuesday?
I think it's going to be another tough one. They're good at home. And I think if you look at Cardiff as well this season, they're mid-table, but they've mirrored us a lot. As you say, a lot of points from behind. I think they're the only team in the division that's drawn more games than us. They, too, difficult to beat. I think it'll be a good game. The game at the Hawthorns was comfortable and then not comfortable and then comfortable again. I think we can expect that kind of tie this week.
Yeah, two score predictions needed from you then, Wayne, before we speak again next week. We'll start it with West Ham on the weekend. What are you going for?
1-1.
Oh, replay. It's a tough one, a replay. I just think that West Brom, that's the last thing they need at the minute.
But I think more games with these fringe players get them closer to league games if they play well. Mm. It's also a confidence boost. You go away to West Ham, you take a point. Like I say, I think I would be too disappointed if we went out, but I think a replay, it's not as bad as some people think at this stage. I think the fringe players will play it, obviously. So I think we'll be good with that. I think we'll be good with replay.
Yeah, and before I get your Cardiff prediction, Wayne, who keeps texting you? We're trying to get the tweets in here. Your West Bromwich Albion fan club, they're listening to you on national radio. Yeah, what's going on with this?
I think it's a group chat.
Group chat? You couldn't even silence it before speaking to me, yeah?
My tablet's on my desk. I couldn't get over there.
But this is unbelievable from Wayne. We are on national radio talking about the Baggies, all things Albion, and you're giving strength to the group chat talking about Love Island. This is just not good form, Wayne. It's unbelievable. What is your Cardiff prediction, my man?
2-1 Albion.
2-1 Albion, finally getting that win in the league. That's the note I want to end on, Wayne. Really good stuff, as always, from Wayne Gordon there. Obviously, Albion, one win in eight, but a big cup game on the weekend, and they want to start off flying with Cardiff in the week. But as always, this has been the West Bromwich Albion Fan Show, and you can get involved. Tweet us at Lovesport Radio or call us 028 7020 558. We get a number of voices on this show, and we want you to be one. You heard from Joe Chapman. Last week, we had Connor from WBA Fan TV. Wayne Gordon there from All Things Albion. Whoever you are, have your say as you can on all the fan shows. Just get yourself involved. This is your team, your voice.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.